Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Food supplements are everywhere, and they take many forms. According to the FDA and the letter of law, unlike drugs, supplements are not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases. That means supplements should not make claims such as reduces pain or treats heart disease. With so many food supplements from a broad array of vendors at a wide range of costs, and all of it looking good in advertising or on bottle labels, it pays to be wary. Some people errantly claim that supplements are not regulated by the FDA. That's not correct. Under existing law, including the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act passed by Congress in 1994, the FDA can take action to remove products from the market, but the agency must first establish that such products are adulterated, for example, the product is unsafe, or misbranded, and for another example, that labeling is false or misleading. Many manufacturers have been taken to task for making curative claims about their products or for having undeclared and unsafe ingredients in their pills. A few products that showed up on the FDA's watch list during the past few years included peanut butter, gum, and alcohol that had added caffeine. These additions creating novel products during those times were unnecessary and unsafe. Even so, it's fair to say that all supplements on the market have not been required to fulfill rigorous standards of showing health benefits. In far too many cases, supplements have been proven to have inactive ingredients of herbs rather than the active components. In those cases, they lived up to the label ingredient claims, but they did not conform to any scientific research indicating potential health benefits. All of this said, there are sensible reasons to use food supplements in safe and beneficial ways. Moderation remains key in all cases. People might use them to compensate for diets, medical conditions, or eating habits that limit intakes of vitamins and other nutrients. In my practice, I like to rely mostly on whole food nutritional advice. I'd much rather see people eating better than trying to rely on supplements alone. When supplementing, I think it's best to use whole food supplement formulas over high-dose synthetic forms. Most often, that's a safe, common-sense practice that avoids overload of nutrients and the consequent imbalances in body chemistry. When considering supplements, remember the old rule of thumb. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It's also good to talk with your health professional about supplements you are taking or intend to take. While certain supplements are useful in reducing the risks of certain diseases, as evidenced in the body of nutritional research and thus resulting in authorization to make label claims about those uses, they cannot completely prevent diseases. Using supplements improperly can have harmful and even life-threatening effects. Some supplements interact with prescriptions and need to be limited or avoided. That's why it's best to work with your health professionals to ensure proper use at proper times. Another important reason to talk with your doctor about your supplements is that they can have unwanted side effects before, during, and after surgery. Be sure that if you have surgery planned, you let your doctor know about all supplements that you're using.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.